As many as 100,000 young people gathered in St. Peter's Square today for a morning of prayer and fellowship that culminated in an encounter with Pope Benedict XVI, who answered questions from a few of their representatives. The gathering was organized by the Catholic Action Youth Wing of Italy and brought together children and teenagers from every part of the peninsula, who began to descend upon the square well before dawn, many of them carrying signs and banners on which were written variations on the theme of the encounter, growing up together.
Voi sapete che il Santo Padre ha voluto passare tra di voi perché voleva salutarvi, quindi stiamo attendendo a minuti la Papa Mobile.
After an enthusiastic morning of song and cheer in the square beneath his window in the Apostolic Palace, the Pope came down to greet his young guests and the adults who had accompanied them, and to answer questions from three of their number. A boy, a girl, and one of the grown-up leaders, a teacher, Milena Marocco from the Diocese of Gaeta, who asked the Holy Father what it means to be an educator.
Cosa significa oggi essere educatori?
Voi sapete bene che non siete patroni di ragazzi, ma servitori della loro gioia, a nome di Gesù, guide verso di Lui.
The Holy Father answered that true educators are not those who lord it over their charges, but those who recognize that they are, in Jesus' name, servants of their joy, whose task it is to lead the little ones in their care to Christ.
Santità, cosa significa diventare grandi?
The boy, Francesco Poldo of the Diocese of Nuoro, asked the Holy Father what it means to grow up and how to grow as a follower of Jesus. He also asked who can help in the great task of coming into adulthood, to which the Holy Father responded that growing up means growing in real friendship with Jesus through prayer and constant participation in the sacraments.
Ma tutti volete dire forte che è bello avere Gesù come amico ed è bello essere amici di Gesù ed è bello esserlo insieme.
The Pope went on to tell them, you also want to say loud and clear to everyone you meet how beautiful it is to have a friend in Jesus, and how beautiful it is to be together in friendship with him, helped by your parents, your priests, and your pastoral leaders.
Santità, cosa significa amare fino in fondo? Come possiamo imparare ad amare davvero?
The girl, Anna Bulgarelli of the Diocese of Carpi, spoke of the heartache and suffering that often accompany adolescents in their relationships and asked the Holy Father to help her and her companions better to understand what it means to love well and truly. The Pope responded, saying that pop culture often conveys a distorted picture of love that is really selfishness and closure. It gives you the thrill of a moment, said Pope Benedict, but it doesn't make you happy. It doesn't make you great.
Ma sono sicuro che voi non avete paura della fatica di un amore impegnativo e autentico.
Rather, continued Pope Benedict, it costs something to live, love truly. It requires sacrifice. But I am sure you are not afraid of the hard work that authentic, committed love requires. I'm Chris Oltieri.